I am just going to do whatever it takes to master this. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I'm just going to do whatever it takes to master this. How many times have we stood before a project that seemed rather forbidding, rather ominous, rather difficult to do, and we thought to ourselves, wow, have I taken off more than I can chew, or am I ready to handle this? If we will make the statement, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to master this, then we will master it easily and wonderfully and simply. It will not be a difficult thing at all, because we have not made it a problem. We have only made it a wonderful solution that we're going to work on and let reveal itself to us. Whatever it is that we're facing, no matter how difficult it may seem, if we just become quiet and listen within and allow the divine in us to show us the way, we are shown the way. It works categorically every time. It works without fail because it is the reality of our being. Now, saying, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to master this, what could that be? All right. Say, for instance, you want to work on your car, and you don't know anything about your car, but you're out in the middle of nowhere, and there's nobody coming to your rescue, and you want to make your car function so that you can continue on your trip. Now, there's nothing that should be wrong with the car. The car should be in very good condition. Everything was okay when you started and when you drove all this distance, but then all of a sudden it just stopped. And it says, ha ha, see if you can find the problem here. And so you say, ha ha, I'm not going to look for the problem, I'm going to look for the solution. And so you sit quietly in the car for a moment or two, and you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I am just going to do whatever it takes to master this. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And so you sit there, and you sit there, and nothing comes to you. So you decide, all right, I'm going to open the hood and look under the hood and see what's going on there. Now, you're not a mechanically minded person, but you're not stupid either. So we open the hood. Cling, clang, cling, clang. Up she goes. It's a mild, overcast day, so it's not too hot. And we look inside the hood, and we say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And we look around, and we look at the wires here and there, and we shake them a little bit to see if they're secure. And we keep looking around, and we keep looking around. And as we look around, we find that there's a loose wire there. Well, there is that loose wire. In fact, it's not even connected. Now, where does it go? That wire has to go someplace. And so we look around and we look around and we don't see any place where it's supposed to go. And then we decide, hey, it's caused me confusion, and I will not accept that. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. So I go in the car, I sit down, relax for a moment, and say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I'm at peace with myself. I'm not fighting. I'm not protesting. I'm not thinking that I don't know. I'm only saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and I'm just going to do whatever it takes to master this. And so, you get up, go look under the hood again, And you take that wire in your hand and you say, the other end goes to all sorts of things. This end, where does it go? And so we say, okay, that's simple enough. This wire is so long, it can only reach a certain distance. So I will arc that wire around in its pattern of how far it can go and see where it might lead me. And so I move the wire around. And then all of a sudden, there is a hole that would fit that wire. And so I take the wire and I look at it and I make sure that it's clean and not dirty. And I look in the hole and make sure that that's clean and not dirty. And then I shove the wire in the hole. And I say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, and so it is. And so, with confidence, I firmly close the hood. And I take out a cloth and wipe my hands. And then I get behind the wheel of the car and I say, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. I say it again and again and again. And then I say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround me with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. And then I say, okay, the way is open before us. And I put the ignition key in, and I turn on the ignition, and the car starts right up. That was the problem. That wire had come loose. Knowing this, I say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. I believe it. I practice it. I see how it functions. I see how easily it works. I see that when I do this, magic happens. It's not really so magic. It's just the working of the divine law. I believe in myself, and then I go out and I put it into practice. I'm just going to do whatever it takes to master this. And what it takes to master this is to say that I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And when I do that, the divine in me knows the answer. And everything works out in pure, wonderful, divine right order. It sounds simple. It sounds easy. You say, maybe it's not always a wire. Well, maybe it's something simpler. Pay attention and watch those miracles happen in your life. And know that I love you. I love you.